You're with The Oasis on the new Classical FM, and my name is Mark Wigmore. Time to get to our daily look at arts and culture. Tarragon Theatre, a true hub of contemporary works and a place to support emerging talent in this country. And I'm so excited that they're collaborating with the man you're about to meet. Daniel Sprague is a playwright, screenwriter, director. He's been busy working with mentors at Tarragon and Soulpepper. He's written and directed two independent short films and written two plays that are currently in development, including the one we're talking about today. Clinic will open on Wednesday, March 27th. That's next week at Tarragon Workspace. And Daniel, welcome.
All right. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you here. It sounds like you've been busy.
Yeah. Trying.
Congrats on all the work that you've been putting out into the world. You're out there being a young artist.
Yeah.
Which is fantastic.
Yeah, just trying to get the work up in front of some people and see what people think about it.
Yeah. I suppose that becomes important at some point because, you know, there's only so much
definitely.
You know, pushing the pencil to the paper that you can do before you want to see what it all means.
Exactly. Yeah.
Before we get into this production, you've been collaborating with Tarragon Theatre's artistic director, Richard Rose, quite a bit. How's that experience been for you?
So I was assistant directing for him last year, not actually at Tarragon, but I was around the Tarragon a lot around that time. And it was really great. I think of Richard as, honestly, he's a genius, a theatrical genius, if you were. I regard him as
He's been around a bit, and there's really nothing you could throw at him that he hasn't, you know, taken for a little walk himself.
He's very imagistic, which is, I mean, it's beautiful to watch his stuff on stage.
What are you looking for when you're spending time with somebody like that? What are you looking to pick up?
I just want to see how he works, really. Yeah. I want to be in the room and just see how he talks to actors, how he talks to designers, the way that he's breaking down a script into sections. I want to see anything and everything that will kind of enlighten.
So invaluable.
Yeah.
To have that experience.
100%.
So Clinic, it sounds like you had a bit on your chest here. I wanted to take us through the play and what we're going to experience should we visit.
Sure, yeah. So it's about cycles of violence, or cycles of abuse, really. And so it takes place in an abortion clinic waiting room. And it's between these two people. One has a broken jaw and communicates through a gestural language. And the other is this eccentric young woman who both of them have been through some trauma in their lives. And they're both using each other to try to move forward past that.
You have said, and I'm paraphrasing here, that you hope that your work is completely unique, that it isn't similar to other productions that we've experienced, that you talk about this on your website a little bit.
Yeah.
Is there a motivation there, or are you just not seeing these similar ideas that are pouring out of your brain? Or is it something that you're saying, you know what, I want to really try and push the envelope here?
In this play specifically, I think aspects of it, I'm intentionally trying to provoke the audience, trying to trigger them a bit. And that I don't see a lot of in theater in general.
Right.
In that aspect, for sure. And then I'm also trying to kind of play around with different ways of doing theater. So in this play, even though it is very dark, there's some graphic content.
Right.
In the language, mostly. I'm also using aspects of clown in the work. So it kind of is...
So
different in that way.
Our gentleman with the broken jaw, he's obviously those gestures are maybe brought about by that clown experience.
100%. Yeah, but
right?
Even the accent, like the woman in the young woman in the piece.
Yeah.
There's also aspects of clown in that also. So a big sort of scenes of, I don't know, unique sort of performance,
physical,
I would say. Yeah, physical
action,
but also in the text, the performance text sort of alternates from very realistic text to very abstract sort of scenes.
Must be wonderful for you to be watching this come to life right now.
Yeah, it's really exciting.
The workspace at Tarragon is where it's going to be. Intimate, I think, would be the word I would use.
50 seats.
I've seen a few shows in there, and it is... almost embarrassing, I think, as an audience member. I feel so close to the actors, but
it's nice.
Once you settle in, it is actually a really interesting experience.
I like those intimate theaters. Honestly, you're so close to the action, you can really get enveloped in what's being said and done.
I'm very excited for you, Daniel. A clinic runs Wednesday, March 27th. That's next week through Sunday, March 31st at the Tarragon Theater Workspace. That's, of course, 30 Bridgman Avenue, right near Casa Loma. TarragonTheater.com for info and tickets. And thank you, Daniel, for being here.
Thanks so much.
Really appreciate it. It's the new Classical FM.